much about. You gotta put it in
perspective. You still got your boombox? Play something and turn it way up. Something danceable.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If they ever ask you to put on a pair of green tights, no matter how much they offer you, you just walk away. Walk away.
I make average about $20 to $30.
And what do you use that $20 to $30 on?
Weed.
Okay.
Forget about stomach. Forget about gasoline to my car. These aren't my weed money. My tips is just for my weed.
Yeah, I wouldn't broadcast that.
Did you get stoned today, Sam?
I'm getting stoned every day, every minute. And even though I don't get stoned, I'm stoned, naturally.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
My issue is that we wake up to this monstrosity.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
They were like death.
Roll another one.
Come on now.
Just like the other one.
But who cares?
This one seems to be about to quit.
I am confused.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time
Let's
to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
Kevin, where are you, Kevin?
Roll another one.
Excuse me.
Just like the other one.
Terrorist, you know, situation.
This one seems to be about this mess.
I'm completely stunned by this information.
I don't have another cent.
I keep in pants, always in pants. I take out the pants for pee-pee only.
Couple of dopers, huh?
And the bogart that joined my friend.
OMG, OMG, OMG.
Well, just pass it on down.
And now.
There's going to be so much poop.
Our feature presentation.
That's not what you want to hear.
No.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning, the 30th of March. How are you?
Good. One more day.
One more day till foolishness.
Yeah.
Very excited. Can't wait. It's one of my favorite nights of the year.
Is it?
It really is.
Excellent.
I love it so much because we don't really have to work. We just show up and go, hey, listen to this guy. He's funny.
Yeah.
That's it. That's our entire participation.
That's pretty good.
I mean, there's that. And then there's also Dave the King of Mexico or Beer Mug doing Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time dressed as her.
Well, that's going to be work for whoever, sure. Watching
not
that.
Not for me. Well, maybe. Yeah. Depending on who lost, who gained less weight, I think is what we're going with now because I don't think they've lost much weight, the two of them. So anyway, we're going to do that tomorrow night as
Excellent.
Well. I'd like to start out with a story of the mother calling the police on the kid. You don't see this very often.
Right.
This comes out of Racine. Prosecutors in Racine County say a young man from Racine was trying to pay for marijuana with a fake $100 bill.
Huh.
The dealer noticed it right away, so it can't have been
that good of
a well-done fake,
yeah.
Right? Probably Monopoly money or something.
Right.
I don't know. And then gave his younger brother's Xbox to the dealer to make up for the debt once he was confronted by the dealer.
Huh.
Stole his younger brother's Xbox.
That's sad.
Right? Tyrese West, 17, is facing one count of misdemeanor theft, according to the criminal complaint. This past Saturday, police met with West's mother, who indicated that he had, quote, sold an Xbox for weed. She indicated on Friday that her son, 13, approached her and told her about his missing Xbox One, 2 Xbox controllers, and 4 games.
Oh, wow.
That's worth more than $100.
Yeah, how much weed is that?
That's a bad businessman right there. She said after that, they confronted West about the missing Xbox. When they learned that he had purchased 7 grams of marijuana, in answer to how much weed that is, using a fake $100 bill to pay for it. Once the seller discovered the money was fake, he chased the kid, who ran home.
Oh, dear.
And then the seller said that he was at home, and he confronted the guy about the fake money, and the guy said, look, I don't have it. It's fake, so I'll give you my brother's Xbox One and right. the controllers and the games. West's mother told investigators on Friday they gave West the opportunity to return the marijuana to the seller in return for the game system. I don't think it works that way.
Ma'am, this is not him stealing from a candy shop.
Right. Yeah, listen, I know that I gave you this stuff, but I need the Xbox back.
Right.
I'll give you your weed back.
Sure.
It's all good. Don't worry about it. The complaint notes that West's mother told investigator she wanted to prosecute her son, and in this case, she was willing to go to court to testify against him.
Wow, she's PO'd.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
Involving the popo.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Should I say popo?
I don't love it.
it didn't sound like I pulled it off. But online court records show that West had an initial court appearance scheduled for Wednesday afternoon, 2 days ago, so... We're going to follow up on that. We're not going to follow up.
Nah,
on that.
Probably not.
Mom calling the police on your kids, though. That's pretty extreme.
Yeah. I wonder if this was his first run-in.
I'm guessing not.
Yeah.
I'm guessing she's had problems for a long time.
Yeah.
Because you don't really call the police at the exact first time your kid does something wrong. But that seems a little harsh.
Yeah.
A little harsh.
Well.
That's all I'm saying.
Shouldn't steal from your kid to pay for your weed.
I mean, it was a brother that stole from the kid, but
same
still.
Thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't think you're old enough to be buying weed if you get chased home. I think maybe lay off the weed for a little bit.
That's not bad. That's not a bad idea. As soon as you have your own place, you can buy weed.
Absolutely.
But the problem is, I mean, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seventh grade, eighth grade on up now.
Really? That young?
Yeah, I think so. Sure.
Oh.
Most of their moms aren't calling the police on them, but I think they start that young. Sure.
Wow.
You got to get a head start for your 20s.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Measure it out, know exactly what you're doing,
huh. So
that you can be a vet when you're in your 20s.
Is that code for a dealer?
No.
Okay.
No, it'll be ridiculous.
All right.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Shut up, fool!
On the show today, because it's Friday, we have Keep It 100, which mm-hmm. we love. We have Russ Leatherman, the movie man, talking about Ready Player One and the Isle of Dogs.
Yeah.
Which apparently is a movie.
It is.
It's been made about, and it's about a dog on an island.
Well, lots of dogs. It's like the land of misfit toys, but dogs.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. We've got Michelle Beadle from ESPN now. She's starting a new morning show called Get Up.
Excellent.
On ESPN. We're going to talk to her coming up this morning. We have Cheers with Beer Mug. He went back to the bar
mm-hmm.
and he asked people the story of Easter.
Oh,
please tell us the story of Easter.
Oh, no. Well, we saw how well he described Passover to us. So I can imagine he's going to be right on top of things with Easter as
well. He doesn't really know all.
Okay.
So we'll find out if any of the people who are drunk and were in the bar all day that day, if they know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got your April Foolishness goodie bag tickets today. It's your last chance to win, of course, because the show is tomorrow. And we're going to announce the opening act today as well.
Oh, exciting.
The winner for the opening act. So that's coming up as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening now. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Just after 7 a.m., we've got your chance to win tickets for April Foolishness in the goodie bag section right up front. We're going to do it with kid jokes again.
Oh, excellent.
Love kids' jokes. They seem to be working out really well every time we do it. So just after 7 a.m. is when you have to have your kid up, ready mm-hmm. to tell a joke and put some effort into the delivery. That's why the guy won last time.
What if a guy called and pretended he was his kid?
It wouldn't work.
No.
No.
He really thought it would, though,
He did. He called and went, okay, go ahead, tell the joke. Hi. That was literally what he did. It wasn't even close.
I kind of loved it.
I did too.
It was so bad. We were looking at each other like, is this happening? And then I said, sir, is that really you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I mean, but had he gotten through and won?
Can you imagine?
Kudos. What are you going to say?
Right.
Congrats.
Yeah.
All right. Allie is here with our first look at what's good.
Really?
What's good, Allie?
Well, Kevin, thanks for asking. I've got a giveaway for you because the movie A Quiet Place is going to be in theaters on April 6th. But if you'd like to see it on April 3rd, I'd love to give you a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of A Quiet Place at Arclight Hollywood on April 3rd.
What's good?
Well, what's good is this movie. It looks incredible, terrifying, scary. But Emily Blunt, John Krasinski, they have to be quiet. Because if they make noise, they are hunted and eaten. How hard would that be for me to have to be quiet?
I mean, how hard would it be? You couldn't do it in a million years.
No, I would be totally dead.
Yes, you would.
Oh,
first thing.
A Quiet Place. Arclight Hollywood, April 3rd. If you'd like to go, let's take the first five callers right now at
1-800-520-1067. I love you.
I love you, too. First five callers right now. You're going to win a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of A Quiet Place at Arclight Hollywood on April 3rd. Want to know what else is good, Kevin?
What's good?
I do.
Peeps. Do you ever eat Peeps?
The little yellow
marshmallow sugary goodness treats.
It's almost, and I didn't think I had this category, it's almost too sweet.
I mean, it is just a marshmallow just coated
just
in sugar.
Just pure sugar.
Yeah. Well, back in my day, kids, they came in like two colors.
Right.
Maybe pink, maybe yellow, and you liked it.
But always tastes the same, right?
For sure.
Doesn't matter the color was.
Now they're blue, now they're tie-dyed, now it's everything. And this is a very odd statistic, but I enjoyed it. The Washington Post says that the average person eats 2.3 Peeps each spring. 2.3.
2.3?
Can you just not finish a third? You're like, I can't. It's too much. 2.3.
It must be the math where you divide the total number of people by the people that eat Peeps.
Stop it.
And then you come up with 2.3.
Stop it.
Because I don't think people are eating 0.3 of a Peep.
I don't know. I'm reading what I'm given.
Look, I'm a mathematician.
Like a true journalist. You are a mathematician.
Thank
that
you.
Is
it's
true.
Science.
Thank
as
you.
Much as I am a journalist.
Oh, dear
wow.
God.
Wow. Muggs
no,
is in
no,
here with
no.
I hope it's Peep math knowledge.
Nope.
You guys don't remember when, for this Kevin and Bean morning show, I ate 55 Peeps?
Yes, all at once.
And
in your mouth.
In my
chubby
mouth.
Chubby Bunny.
No, it wasn't Chubby Bunny. It
no.
was like, it was over like 25 minutes.
Okay.
And then I proceeded to have a sugar rush and pass out on the studio floor next door.
He says it's a sugar rush. He passes out pretty much every day. From something different.
It was just a nap.
But I love Peeps, and I can't believe, Kevin, why you don't like Peeps?
I mean, they're, no, not really.
They're awesome.
Kind of a chocolate guy.
Do you ever microwave them?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I thought you would.
They explode.
Yeah, they do. Well, you might be interested in this then, Muggs. There are definite Peep fanatics out there, including Peep Erotica.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Now you're listening. Yeah, there's websites featuring everything from Peep Erotica to an online movie called Lord of the Peeps. So you can check that out. By the way, it is the 55th anniversary of the Peep.
Wow.
It's been around a while, right?
That's some stamina.
Yeah, it is. Muggs, get out. Don't ever talk about stamina again. I never want to hear that word.
A lot of Peep talk.
Out of your mouth. A lot of Peep talk. All right, here's something for you. Tonight. Mega Millions. The drawing is valued at $502 million, probably going to be a little more. That's a $301 million cash value. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot, the fourth biggest Mega Millions jackpot ever.
Wow.
Ever. The biggest, $656 million. That was back in 2012, and there were three winners. Suckers, right?
Right.
Splitting that up three ways.
I'm not splitting mine tonight.
Not sure if you heard about this teenager in Canada that won the lottery up there. Her first ever lottery ticket purchase.
Oh, man.
For her 18th birthday, she decided to buy a lottery ticket, celebrate with a little champagne, $4 scratch ticket. She hit the grand prize of this, which means that she will receive $1,000 Canadian dollars a week for the rest of her life. That's not bad.
That's not bad at all, no.
Are you kidding me? She received her first payment on Monday. She plans to use the money to pay bills and study photography. But your first ever purchase.
She's a bitch.
She is not. She's just a lovely teenager named Charlie. No, she's great.
Super
she
annoying.
Seems really lovely.
I'm just saying the story of her buying her first ticket and winning.
Right.
Super annoying.
I saw this story on the news and they said that she was celebrating with, I think they said wine, says champagne here. And the person was like, well, why is an 18-year-old buying wine? And the other anchor said, it's Canada. And she goes, oh, it's different there? Like, I'm like watching this thinking, they know they're on TV right now, right? This is amazing.
Come on, that's us about half the time.
Oh, half? You are bad at math. Some birthdays for you. We've got singer Celine Dion, Nora Jones, actors Warren Beatty, Ian Ziering, Paul Reiser, and, I mean, dare I say, one of the best rappers ever.
I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man, you can't touch this.
And by ever, I mean to wear parachute pants and live up in, like, the San Jose area.
I was going
to
say, that may have been an oversell of his abilities.
Yeah, for sure. But happy birthday, MC Hammer. And that's what's happening.
Again, we're going to give away our tickets for April Foolishness in the goodie bag section with kids' jokes. So we're looking for, if you have a kid between the ages of 4 and 10, this has worked out really well for us. So we're going to do it just after 7 a.m., we'll have your kids call in, they'll tell the joke, and the winner will get the tickets in the goodie bag section. Our last pair, as it's tomorrow.
Yes.
Muggs is here.
Good morning, everybody.
And with Muggs, we like to do cheers.
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What are you?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh!
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow. Muggs goes to the same bar pretty much every week.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How long have you been going to that bar?
I was going to that bar right when I turned 21.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
Why'd you just mouth the words actually before?
Because I don't know why I did that.
Good cover.
All right. So what did you ask this time?
Well, it being Easter on Sunday and me being a half-assed Jew that I am, not knowing much about Easter, I wanted to find out the story of that wonderful holiday.
And not everyone had a complete grasp of what was going on, including Hannah.
What's your favorite Easter moment? Actually, Hannah, tell me the story of Easter in 20 words or less.
All right, I'd just like to stop right there and say, what's the story of Easter? What's your favorite Easter moment?
I didn't know what to ask.
I know, but you're just throwing out like two questions in a row. Which one is she supposed to respond to?
Whichever one she feels
and
comfortable with.
Why the limit on words?
Right? Why only 20 words?
Gotta keep it moving. Gotta keep it moving, guys.
Sure.
Your favorite Easter moment in 20 words or less.
Your favorite Easter moment in 20 words or less. Danko Baiko.
I was gifted Guitar Hero 3, and I played all day, and then I got really drunk, and I threw up everywhere, and it was awesome, and then I ate deviled eggs, and everything was perfectly at peace.
That sounds like a pretty rock star Easter.
Yes.
That's what you're looking for, is a rock star Easter. That's what you want.
Are you usually given gifts on Easter? Is that a thing?
The Easter Bunny sometimes brings gifts.
Guitar Hero, though?
Oh, sure.
I mean, really, for children, usually,
loaded,
though.
Like, sweet.
Yeah. Here's another one.
Basically, I don't know if that's... Is it Jesus' birthday?
No, it's actually the day that he was resurrected.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't really paying attention much in church.
So, technically, yes, technically it was his second birthday.
So technically I was right.
Wow.
No. Nope. Not really, no. As hard as Muggs was trying to make you right, you were not right. No.
I love that he's like, I wasn't paying attention in church. Well, they gloss over the resurrection, so it's easy to miss it.
Here's a couple, Annabelle and Randy.
So I'm here with Annabelle and the other white... I'm talking in the wrong end.
All right, so Muggs is using his phone
to
record these and ended up talking in the listening end.
Okay.
And not actually the recording end.
So I'm here with Annabelle and the other white... I'm talking in the wrong end.
Can either one of you explain to me how the story of Easter came to be?
The story of Jesus.
Take your time. Seriously.
Sure.
of Jesus.
Did I say Jesus or Easter?
I heard Easter.
Muggs is more confused than the people he's interviewing.
And how come he gets to take his time?
Right?
Hannah had 20 words or less.
You get 20 words. Everybody else, just roll with it. You can filibuster if you want. I don't care. I got all night.
Yeah, the story of Easter.
So like the Easter bunny.
Yeah. The Easter bunny resurrected Jesus, right?
I think Jesus came first and then the resurrected bunny came after.
I don't think the bunny was resurrected, by the way,
really?
Just for the record.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Follow-up question.
Do you have kids, Randy?
I don't have kids, no.
No.
How are you going to break it to them that the Easter bunny isn't real if you were to have kids?
I'm never going to break it to them that the Easter bunny's not real. They're just going to have to figure that for themselves.
What kind of question is that? If you have kids, at
right.
that point, when they're old enough, how are you going to tell them that, what did you say, Easter isn't real?
Well, Easter Bunny
Easter
isn't
Bunny
real.
Easter Bunny isn't real. Okay, it's a great question, though.
I think I was having flashbacks to my kindergarten years.
Yeah, you were.
Do you know my kindergarten teacher read a story to the class about the Tooth Fairy, and then after the story ended, she said to all of us that the Tooth Fairy wasn't real?
Well, that's horrible.
How does that make you feel?
I was crushed. But I did know that, like, every time I lost a tooth, that I wasn't thinking the Tooth Fairy. Wow.
Whoa.
I mean, we went from Easter to Easter Bunny to Tooth Fairy.
I mean, this got dark.
What
and
happened?
if any kids are listening right now, your teacher lied. That's not right.
Right. That's a terrible lie to tell a kid.
Yeah.
Here is a man named Jimmy as Muggs and the people that he's interviewing continue to get more drunk.
Test, 1, 2.
Now he's testing.
Yeah.
You've been doing interviews for a half hour.
Test, 1, 2.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Jimmy, can you tell me the story of Easter?
Is there a bunny rabbit, a lot of eggs? And I don't know why a bunny has eggs. But I guess they lay eggs. But the story about Easter is that Jesus was reborn. He came out of the cave. And he was reborn.
What did they do when they found out Jesus was born again?
You're talking slower than you've ever talked before in your life. What did they do?
It's half speed.
It is. But in real life.
Laid down the palms and everything with the camel. He walked with a donkey. And they laid down the palm Sunday. And he was alive and reborn and gave life to everybody. That's why we got Budweiser.
What do you like to do on Easter Sunday, Jimmy?
Well, I go to church and then drink Budweiser.
Amen to that.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, man.
Now he runs into Big John, and Big John is a guy who can be drunk. Apparently he was.
Big John is, he knows how to put him down. But he's also like 6'7". Like three bills?
It takes a lot to get Big John.
So he doesn't sound nearly as drunk as everybody else.
Do you know the story of Easter?
Oh, absolutely. That's when Jesus Christ was betrayed by Pontius Pilate. And he was crucified on the cross. And then his disciples took him down off the cross. And they took him and they put him in his cave. And he took this big, gigantic rock and put it in front of the cave so nobody could get in. 3 days later, Jesus Christ arose from the dead. And the big rock moved out of the way all by itself. Jesus Christ came out, saw his shadow, went back in for 6 more weeks.
Big John is the best.
Right on, up until the end. I'm not positive that was right. A half hour from now, you can win your tickets for April Foolishness right up front in the goodie bag section. We're going to do it with kid jokes. Kids between the ages of 4 and 10, they're so entertaining to hear them tell jokes.
Absolutely.
Adults are not at all entertaining.
Not really, even a little bit.
So we're going to do that just after 7 o'clock if you want to prep your kids and get them ready with a good joke.
Yeah.
That would be good. And we'll talk to you just after 7, and somebody's going to win those tickets in the goodie bag section, which is the pre-VIP party. And then you also get a T-shirt, and you also get a $100 Uber gift card. So that's coming up. Rudy's on the phone.
What?
You want to talk to Rudy?
Yeah.
Hey, Rudy.
Hey, what's up? Hey. What's up, Ali?
Hey,
what's up,
Rudy.
Kevin?
What's going on?
Oh, you know, I'm just like, I woke up right now in a porta potty at Dodger Stadium. And so I feel like, you know, I'm having a hard time recovering from
yesterday.
Sorry. But, you know, life is good.
Could I just back up just a second? You said you woke up in a porta potty?
Yeah, I'm still in it right now. Like,
oh.
I can't feel my legs or nothing.
Oh,
you know?
No.
Yeah, it was a long couple of weeks, you know, where I've been camping out here, you know, for opening day. You know, opening day was yesterday.
Right.
So I got here, you know, like the beginning of March, you know, just to make sure I got like a good spot. You know, I've been like living in my homeboy's mini truck.
Okay.
And like now it's like, you know, the fallout. You know what they say? Como se dice fallout, you know?
Did you see the game?
Well, see, here's the thing. Uh-oh. Like, I didn't actually technically like watch any baseball, but you know, like I feel like I experienced it, you know, plenty good. And mm-hmm. I kind of like, I think I went to jail because I was selling bootleg shirts. You know, I learned my lesson. I can't really sell real Dodger shirts, but I was selling ones that say like Matt Camp and like Clayton Bershaw. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, so I was out there and I think like, you know, I took some crazy, I was like smoking with my grandma and, you know, I feel like she put some crazy spell or whatever, some mango juice special inside the weed. And like, next thing I know, I remember I think I was in a holding tank with a guy who was doing, you know, who was like telling me about how he was Jesus, but neither here nor there, you know, the Dodger season's here and like everyone's excited. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not positive turnaround. I know what you're saying. I'm really trying to follow it.
So do you even know if the Dodgers won yesterday?
I'm just guessing they did because, like, you know, in my world, they don't lose. You know what I'm
right.
saying? You know, I feel like they were, you know, and like.
I mean, we can go honest, with that. We can go
yeah,
with that.
Why not?
For you.
They didn't win, huh? Because I can tell by, like, the tone in your voice, the Dodgers didn't do too good.
I mean, yeah. Not technically.
They lost 1-0.
Oh, damn. Yeah. But what about Venus, dog? How about that? That's like a planet. Isn't that crazy, dog?
It is?
Yes.
I was thinking about that, like Venus. Oh, damn. How about dinosaurs, right?
Right. Yeah.
I need some of your grandma's weed. That sounds good.
Hey, do you think, like you could send over a beer mug or chip to get me out of this porta potty? Because, like, you know, I don't want to be here for the next... Okay, because, like, I don't want to be here through April. You know what I'm saying, dog? It's kind of, like, it's cramping my style.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, especially if you've been there all of March. Chip will be there. Like she's gonna leave right after the show, and she'll get there as soon as she can.
Bring that janky van and bring some weed, Haina.
Done.
Orale.
Good
She's like the perfect height, you know what I'm saying? Like the perfect height for Rudy to get busy with that face, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
That's right. My dickies are already around my ankles. I'm waiting, Haina.
Okay.
As long as there's weed.
Gonna get nasty. I hope you like foreskin, Haina.
Okay. Thanks for calling. So tomorrow night is finally Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. Very excited about this. Gabriel Iglesias, Adam Devine, Brad Williams, Brian Callen, Doug Benson, Jeff Garland, Sarah Tiana. We're going to name a opening act a little bit later on this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call somebody and let them know that they are the opening act for that show. And we also have some seats coming up just after 7 o'clock in the goodie bag section, which is right up front. You get the pre-party, you get the t-shirt, you get the $100 Uber gift card, and we're going to do that with kid jokes.
Yeah.
So your kids between the ages of 4 and 10, they will call in. You can coach them, of course, but we'd like them to tell us the joke at 1-800-520-1067. You can start calling now if you'd like. We're going to do it just after 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So that's always fun. I don't know why. Adults annoy the crap out of me when they tell jokes. Mm-hmm. Kids are the best.
Yeah, the last kid, I'm telling you.
Right?
That was ridiculous.
That was pretty strong. Yeah.
What was it about a nosy pepper?
Yeah.
Why was the pepper so nosy?
Mm-hmm.
Why, Kevin?
I can't remember. Because they get up hauling your business.
Oh, wow.
I don't feel like I sold that well.
Because it was wrong.
It wasn't
they get
right.
Jalapeno business.
Right.
You said haul up in your business.
I did. Well, that's why we hate adults. Me telling jokes and kids are cute. So 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. We'll do that just after Allie looks at what's happening.
Oh, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's great.
Can we make Kevin our opening act?
How dare
that was
you?
A good time. Ben Affleck and this tattoo. I mean, what's going on in the world that this is all people are really concerned about? Like the New Yorker. There's nothing else to write about. than an article about his back tattoo.
They wrote an article about this?
And when I say an article, some of the rudest stuff I've ever read, fat-shaming him, essentially. Here's my favorite quote from the article. His gut is pooching outward in a way that, in a more enlightened country like, say, France, would perhaps be considered virile. Not unlike the lusty Gerard Depardieu in his prime, but in fitness fascist America, it tends to read as Homer Simpson-esque.
Wow.
You're fat-shaming a dude for being on the beach. Right. What is wrong with you,
New
Yorker?
And the story isn't about that at all. It's about the tattoo.
Oh, no. They go on more and more about how his towel is over him in a way that he seems embarrassed. Like, what? Come on. So that article came out yesterday, and people were, I think rightfully so, a little bit disgusted with the New Yorker. Because if you wrote that about a woman...
Yeah.
Your place would be burnt down. So Ben Affleck responded with this tweet to the New Yorker.
Not cool.
That nope.
It? Oh.
But somewhat similar. He wrote, I'm doing just fine. Thick skin bolstered by garish tattoos. good for you, Ben, to even respond. Because, ew, New Yorker, you're kind of gross.
Right?
Right? I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I did they bring up France, too, as a perfect example of...
Where you can be fat and hot like Gerard Depardieu. What? First of all, you're nuts. I read this and thought, this is some role-playing. Some keeping it fresh. Did they get back together, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom? Well, we're not sure, but they were seen... out go-karting on a hot date in Tokyo dressed as Mario and Luigi from Mario Brothers.
That sounds pretty awesome.
I love that so much. What's going on with those two? Who cares? They're just dressing up to go-karting.
Love it.
That is fantastic. I'm not sure if you know this, but Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman is going to be hosting SNL on April 7th.
I did not know that.
With musical guest Cardi B. And they just announced that the week after, that guest will be the guest host, John Mulaney, who was one of the writers on the show. Great comic. We've had him on the show before. Along with musical guest, Jack White.
Oh, wow.
So, all right. Jack White and John Mulaney on the show. And then I think they're off until May. So, nobody else in the month of April. And I don't know if you're watching Brockmire.
I'm
Hank Azaria's show. Where he's the baseball announcer on IFC.
I watched three or four episodes and loved it.
It is so good.
And then forgot about it.
Well.
Like I do.
I want to reintroduce you
to it. I'll have to go back to it.
Because it has been picked up for two more seasons.
Wow, great.
On IFC. And it was also had the best numbers of any debut show in IFC's history. So it was only a matter of time before they picked it up. But... they're picking it up ahead of the second season premiere, which is on April 25th. And IFC also announced that their show Documentary Now won't return for its third season until 2019, which stinks because that show is hysterical as well. IFC has some good shows.
They do have good shows. Agreed.
I mean, they're no FX. I'm just saying.
Right.
I thought about this. If I could have one channel, what would it be? And I think it might be FX.
That's a pretty strong contender. Yeah.
Between Atlanta and Baskets, and I love Better Things. I hope that show comes back.
And I hope you're talking about Legion as well.
Legion.
It comes back April 3rd.
You've got Ryan Murphy's Creepy People shows.
You've got those?
Can't remember the name of them. Really like them. Last one was about a cult.
American Horror Story?
Yep. Love those. Just really good work over there at FX. So
agreed.
Kudos, you FX channel. Some birthdays for you. Singer Celine Dion, singer Norah Jones, actors Warren Beatty, Ian Ziering, Paul Reiser, and rapper MC Hammer.
Yeah, I'm going for all that I can get. Kicking it at the top because I'm too legit to quit saying.
Too legit to quit. Too legit to quit. Too legit to quit. Too legit to quit. Is
isn't that crazy, that song, that that exists?
That's real. It happened.
Right after that, he quit.
Gazillions. He did.
He did quit right after that, yeah.
That's what's happening.
All right, tickets right up front for April Foolishness for Kids Jokes. If you have a kid between 4 and 10, call now 1-800-520-1067. They can tell a joke, and you might win those tickets. Now, tomorrow night is already April Foolishness. Very excited about that.
Snuck up on us, didn't it?
Sure did. So we're giving away tickets in the goodie bag section right up front, and we're doing it with kids' jokes.
Tickets to April Foolishness. Come and join the fun. Get your kid on the phone and make sure they're not dumb. Come on, kid, get on the line. It's your time to shine.
Wait.
No. Or daddy will punish you.
No.
Kid jokes.
There's no punishment involved except for, you know, not getting tickets. That's all.
That's it.
That's all. All right. Let's start in. Let's start with Debbie in La Crescenta. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Good morning.
You have a kid that's going to tell a joke?
I do.
Name and age, please.
What's your name?
Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. How old are you?
5.
5. And you've got a joke for us?
Yeah.
Oh, let's hear it.
Why did the banana go to the doctor?
Why did the banana go to the doctor? Why?
Because he is not peeling good.
Kid jokes.
That's you.
Kid
peel jokes. A banana, Andrew. Right. That was excellent. Thank you. See,
yeah, I get it.
Okay, but we'll put you on hold, Andrew.
Okay, thank you.
He said, "What's my name?" Oh,
I did. That was
your
awesome.
Name. I love him so much.
Jose is the dad, I guess, right? Jose?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hi. Kids, name and age, please.
Jose, also 11.
11. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Jose. How are you?
I'm good.
All right, let's hear your joke.
What did one lamppost say to the other lamppost?
What did one lamppost say to the other lamppost? I don't know what.
Nothing. The lamppost.
Kid jokes. Kid jokes.
I mean the scorn, too. The disdain from Jose.
That was a pretty great delivery right there. All right. Let's move on to Diego, whose mom is Erica. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
So
big
you-
fan.
Thank you very much. So you have a six-year-old?
Yes.
That's going to tell us a joke. Let's talk to Diego.
Okay, Diego. It's your turn. Talk to Allie and Kevin.
Hi, Diego.
Hi.
You're 6 years old?
Yes.
All right. Let's hear your joke.
Your mama's so fat when she went to In-N-Out, she couldn't go in or out.
Kid jokes, kid jokes.
Diego coming hard with the yo mama joke.
Well done, you hold on please. All right, let's go to Lauren in Long Beach. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Your Hi. Child is how old and what's the name?
Her name is Vivian and she's 4.
4, okay.
Vivian, excellent. Yeah. Let's talk to Vivian.
Ready? Here she is.
Hi.
Hi, Vivian. How are you? Okay.
Good.
Good. Let's hear your joke.
What?
Your joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Joe.
Joe who?
Joe mama.
Kid jokes. Kid jokes.
That's so good.
I love all of them. They're all great so far. All right, let's go to Rudy. I'm afraid to go to another Rudy after what happened last hour, but Rudy, hi.
Hi.
You have a son or daughter. Age and name, please.
Daughter. Her name is Roxana, and she's 10.
All right.
All right, let's talk to Roxana.
Here you go, Roxy.
What do you call cheese that isn't yours?
What do you call cheese that isn't yours? What?
Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese.
Kid jokes.
Oh my God.
Kid jokes.
Another great delivery.
I mean, why are kids so much better at everything?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I feel like this has to be
it
a
has
drawing.
To be a drawing, yeah. Because, yeah, like, four of them were great. Yeah. You know what? All five of them were great.
What is wrong with you? Name names.
All five were great.
And the winner is Debbie's son, Andrew, in La Crescenta. Congratulations. Line one.
Line one. Debbie.
Yes, hi.
Congratulations, you won the tickets.
Thank you so much. Yay! Thank you. Andrew, say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Thanks for playing the game. Kid jokes. Kid jokes. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and B Show at 7:21. What just happened?
I can't. We're discussing using a neti pot.
Right.
And I went to, like, move my hat, and I damaged my forehead. Like, I can't be trusted with a neti pot. I can't even wear a hat.
You can't have nice things.
Oh, God, I'm a mess.
That's the problem. How did this come up, Muggs? You were talking about...
People acting like assholes in public with no regard to people around them. Mm-hmm. They just think it's all about them. I went to the Kings game on Monday night, and thank you to my friends Adam and Phoebe. They were the best seats I've ever had, ever. They were center ice, eight rows up.
Wow.
On the television camera side. So it was really, really sweet, and we sat down right at the beginning of the game, and everything was going well, and then we get these... four people behind us, right when they sat down, I got my monster and all that, my monster and vodka. This is on fleek. This S is on fleek. F, F, S, F, S, F, F, U, F, this, F, that, F, this. And I'm like, holy crap.
Who says on fleek?
Okay, so wait a minute. It gets better. Okay. So I turn around and I kind of do like the side eye, just like, who the hell?
Yeah.
And... they're these young kids.
I bet they were scared to death of that side eye.
Ooh, I got scared of seeing the recreation.
There are these young kids, and I was like, all right, whatever, you know, they're having a good time. But that proceeded through the entire first period.
Let me just ask a question right now, because this is important.
Yeah.
They weren't watching the game?
No, Kevin.
Okay.
They were talking the whole goddamn time about nonsensical crap. And when they would try to watch the game, they try to be funny and be loud enough for everybody to hear them.
See, the thing that drives me crazy is that there's this group of people who think whatever they have to say needs to be heard by all strangers around them.
Yeah.
And I don't for the life of me understand that.
So that, yeah. And it was like... Who hit the ball? Who's hitting the ball right now? So it was three girls and one dude.
And by the way, it's really right at the end of the season. They're fighting for a playoff spot.
It's
like, this is important. Yes, it's an important time of the year.
And then in the guy that was with them was kind of like, it's a puck, Susie. It's not a ball. And so he was kind of trying to help out. But the whole time... One girl kept on asking, when is this end? When do you think this is going to end? When is this going to end? How long are these games? And I just was like...
I would have turned around and said, honestly, it could end right now. You could go. I mean, you're clearly not having fun being here.
Or I will end you right now if you keep this up.
Here's the kicker, guys. Uh-huh. It was... they were giving away thunder sticks that night.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And if you've ever been to a sporting event, you all know what thunder sticks are. And... everybody, you know, you do them in front of you, you know, nice and
right.
Two of the girls were doing it the entire time, and I can't tell you how many times they hit me in the head with their thunder stick. Now, I didn't turn...
Is that code?
Unfortunately not.
Okay.
No, Kevin. But I can't tell you how many times they hit me in the head, and I did not turn around once. Actually, one time I kind of, like, started to turn around, and I got one sorry. Like it was my fault that she was holding her thunder sticks over my seat.
Here's my thing. At some point, if you don't speak up, that's on you. You deserve every thunder stick to the head.
When you say I never turned around when they were hitting me in the head with the thunder stick, I was like, oh, no, that's not happening.
I was kind of counting in my head. I was like, all right, that was three. All right, four. Do I wait till five to turn around, or do I wait till six?
All right, 24. Do I go to 30?
That's my limit. 24.
But I did on one of them. I did kind of like turn around, and that's when she gave me the very I'm sorry. And
That's where I go, I'm sorry, and I take the thunder stick from her.
Right. Muggs, I saw you almost throw down on a plane.
Yeah.
How did you sit there for that amount of time not saying anything?
I think it had a little to do with when I was an 18-year-old, and I would go to sporting events, and I would...
You would never have done that.
I wouldn't act
where
like
you were hitting them in the head.
No, I wouldn't
never
do that.
It.
But I was. They were pretty belligerent, and
sure.
I've been belligerent.
You're
in public.
Still belligerent in public.
I've been belligerent. So I was like, is this kind of like karma sneaking up on me for all those years that I was an 18-year-old asshole? But here's the thing that really gets me, you guys. Okay, three white girls, white guy. When did kids start calling each other the N-word? Like it's
white kids?
Yes,
oh,
white kids.
F that.
When did that happen? Because they were doing that as well.
Yeah.
I just wanted
to be like, what are you guys doing? Is this our future? Because if so, we're screwed.
Look, technically those four aren't our future. I mean, technically, I understand the youth are going to grow up and they're going to take over the world, but not those four.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
They're not going to make it.
And I wouldn't have had half the patience that you had.
No
with
way.
Them.
And by the time the game ended, I knew all of their life stories. Mm-hmm. I knew how they got to the game. Their grandfather gave them the tickets.
Right.
So it was unbelievable. And then in the guy who I was kind of feeling for, I was like, this guy, you know, he's kind of trying to handle. He became an incomparable douchebag. He started talking loud enough for everybody here. I only date hot girls. If you look at my history of all the girls I've dated, they've all been hot.
Well, who was he talking to? The other girls?
The other girls.
Huh.
Yeah.
And it was just like...
Look, here's the thing.
It ruined my game. It ruined the experience.
Forgive me for saying this. I'm with Allie 100%. By the second period, that's totally on you.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
You sat there and took it.
Oh, here! Oh,
you go back. You can't keep thinking of stuff.
You can't keep thinking of stuff because guess what? You effed up.
But I did. I think I just shut myself off. I was just like, all right, just whatever. Just watch. Just focus on the game.
Can you try that again?
Going to the game?
No, shutting yourself off.
How dare you?
I love you. Though.
Why are you such a pussy? Why wouldn't you turn around and say, "Hey, I'm really trying to enjoy the game. This is important." Mm-hmm. Is it possible for you to keep your conversation amongst yourselves?
I didn't want to
go. All right, go get an usher and say, these girls are hitting me in the head.
Yeah.
Would you please just talk to them and just be nice about it even?
I didn't want to be the get off my lawn guy.
Yeah,
I
but
think.
That's like different. The man. That's different because get off my lawn guy doesn't have time for any kids.
Yeah.
But in this particular case, if they're super crazy annoying, no one has time for that.
Yeah, it was also like, oh, we're at a hockey game, and it's a fast, loud, high-energy game.
But nope, that's all on you.
I think I was about to bring my daughter to that game. I think if I had my daughter,
you would have turned around and beat them all up, right?
I would have just thrown them all on the ice.
Yeah.
Easily.
If people are annoying you to the point where it's taking you out of your enjoyment of something that you spent your hard-earned dollar on, or your friend Phoebe... you have to say something, or it's just going to keep bugging you and bugging
right.
you.
I had a guy sitting next to me at a Kings game, a Calgary Flames fan, when we were playing Calgary, and he was a know-it-all guy, and he was the coach in the stands.
Of course.
Oh, my God. He wouldn't shut up talking about what they should do, what they shouldn't do. Oh, I can't believe this guy's on this line. Oh, my God. There he goes again, and he was... He was a Calgary fan, but they were playing pretty poorly, and he was really upset at them. But for some reason, he needed all of us in the section to know that.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, about halfway through the first period, I was already annoyed by him, and I turned to him and I said, dude, no one cares what you think about this game. Okay? I don't. The other people around you don't. The person you're talking to, they're right next to you. You could probably say it pretty softly. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was saying it that loud. Which is a complete lie.
Yeah.
But it was fine because that's how he handled it. And I didn't have to say anything else. And it was fine. Well, yesterday I was driving. And you know how you turn right and somebody enters the crosswalk. And somehow in Los Angeles, everybody that enters a crosswalk and knows a car is waiting on them slows
so slow
down.
Yes.
And they
yes.
walk so slow. You go, I saw you walking much faster to get to the intersection.
Yeah.
Now you're going to walk this slow. Yesterday, I pulled up to an intersection and somebody looked and saw that I was waiting and just broke into a little jog. And I was like, wow.
That is lovely.
And it shouldn't be that surprising, right?
Did you roll down your window? You're like, thank you so much.
I really wanted to.
I'd like to pay your bills.
I don't think I wanted that much. But I was so surprised to actually, there's somebody that has an awareness that there are other people around.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's so refreshing when somebody does something like that. It's so frustrating when somebody does something like that. Movie theaters, same thing. Anywhere you're around people. I don't know these people that need everyone to hear what they're saying, but they need to stop.
Like the guy that has the phone in front of him, maybe FaceTiming, whatever, but the phone on speaker, having a full-blown conversation, happens every time at an airport. If they're older, I give him a pass because maybe they can't hear well. I get it. But this dude right next to me, at the airport, and finally I just said, hey, I don't know if you know this, that's on speaker, and we can all hear you, and I'm sure that's really embarrassing now that I told you, stop it! And he took it off, and was like, ugh, and then just continued the conversation, but...
But at least he took it off speaker.
Yeah, because I was about to ruin him, but what is wrong with people?
What would you have done to him?
I would have grabbed the phone and chucked it.
You
like
wouldn't have
done that. Like a goddamn American.
All right, 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. If you run into people who think they're the only people in the world, we would like to talk to you. And hopefully this message will get through to people that, you know what, enjoy the game with your friends, talk to your friends. Not everybody around you needs to hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
Because this is a city with a lot of people in it. So 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls in.
All right, just ahead of Bishop, let's take one phone call. Let's make it Dewey. We're talking about people who have no idea that there are other people around them.
Dewey from Riverside. Hi there.
Hey, party people. How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, so I took my son and my daughter to Disneyland. My son, at the time, was 3 years old. And I always had to watch him in lines because I didn't know how it is annoying in his little kids running into people.
Right.
So I was always watching him. So, but this one time we were in line, there was a group of people behind me, and they just kept right on top of me. Every time the line moved forward, they'd be right on top of me, and they hit me like 3 times. So after that third time, I turned around and said, excuse me, do you really need to be up top of me? We're all going to the same line. We're not going to get on any faster. And I swear to God, for the rest of the line, there was about a 2 to 5 foot distance between us.
Sweet.
Nice, Dewey.
Look at you. Dewey's regulating.
And Dewey, thank God for you to be that aware of your child at all times,
right?
Making sure they're not bumping into people. More Deweys.
Yeah, well,
more
yeah,
Deweys.
I have to respect that because I understand we're all right there to get in lines. And my son, he's not that bouncy, but it's just I always bouncy. Have to tell him, hey, stand right there.
Don't move.
I think bouncy is the greatest adjective ever for a kid.
Thank you, Dewey. Your call's coming up and text at 1-800-520-1067. Don't forget, K-Rock Wheels Up 2018 destination number 4. We're sending you someplace where everybody wants to go, Moscow, Russia.
Yeah.
To see Rise Against at 9 a.m. this morning and then at noon, 3 and 6 p.m. You can win your tickets to see Rise Against and AFI and Antiflag at Five Points Amphitheater September 30th. And you qualify to see Rise Against in Moscow, Russia, June 12th. One-way airfare, I'm hearing.
No.
No, that's not true. All right. We're talking about people who have just no idea that other people exist around them. And for some reason, they feel like everybody needs to know what they're talking about, and it's super annoying. So let's start with, is it
Tyus?
Tyus?
Yes, Tyus.
Okay. Tyus. Hi, what happened? Where were you and what happened?
So I was at a Ram Eagles game this past season with my dad. There's this guy, this Eagles fan right behind me. He was kind of the sideline fan coach you were describing earlier.
Coach in the stands, yeah.
Yeah, so one of the highlights for me was when we have a chant at the Rams games where the guy on the speaker is like, oh, Rams out, and then everybody goes, Rams out.
Right.
And the stupid guy behind me is like, oh, if you have to say whose house it is, it's not really your house, is it? So stupid comments like that the entire game. I actually did turn around, and I was just like, come on, man, your friends are, you know, talking pretty quietly amongst themselves. You really have to yell everything you're saying. And he's just like, well, I don't know what to tell you, man. And he's just not a good guy about it.
Did he stop but doing it?
He did not stop doing
all
it.
All right.
The entire game.
Excellent.
So what can I say at the end of the game? Just last comment.
I'm not hearing about every other word here.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. That's all right. No worries, Tyus. Thank you. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's move on to Jordan from Huntington Beach. Hi, Jordan. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning. Where were you? What happened?
Well, I'm in Huntington Beach. I was in Palmdale, actually, 2 days ago. So it's funny we're talking about this. And the worst people in the world are the folks that decide to watch YouTube videos, music videos, when no one else wants to watch it. You're in a crowded place, and these clowns are doing that. Sure enough, I was in and out grabbing some food. And what do you know? There's an individual there deciding to watch the worst Spanish. And I'm Mexican, okay? So I don't mind it. But this was the worst, like, music video I've ever heard in my life. And it was so loud. Everybody's looking at him, but no one's saying anything. He was just happily just munching on his fries and no care in the world. I put him on video, and I was just about to put him on Facebook when my wife reminded me that he'd be nicer. So I didn't. And I wish I would have. This is the worst, but I hate those kind of people.
Yeah, those kind of people are annoying.
Yeah, speakerphone people annoying. Are just troubling.
Yeah, no question. Thank you. Thank you for the call, Jordan. We appreciate that. Let's go to Laura in Anaheim. Hi, Laura.
Hi, good morning, you guys.
Good morning. Thank you for listening and holding. Where were you? What happened?
So my husband and I went to go see Green Day's American Idiot in L.A., and there was a girl. She was kind of a celebrity. She's not really, like, anyway, so anyway, she knew somebody in the show, and the whole time she was, like, screaming and whooping and, like, F-bombing and everything, and I was, like, so freaking annoyed. It was just, like I said, like, it took me out of my element of being there and watching a live show. So during intermission, I guess somebody complained on her, and they asked her to stop.
Nice. So you were just going to put up with it, though? You weren't going to say anything?
Oh, I was pregnant, so if I would have said something to her, I would have murdered her.
That's a great answer. Thank you, Laura, for the call. Let's go to Jerry in Santa Fe Springs. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, good morning.
Where were you? What happened?
I was at an Angel game, and the guy behind me brought his laptop to the game. And all he was talking about the entire game was how smart he was. He was number one in his class, showing the guy next to him, oh, look what I'm working on.
What?
Check this out.
Look what I'm working on in an Angels game?
The entire game. It's a baseball game.
Dude, I order a beer, and I just tip it over, and I go, oh, man, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about your computer.
I would have, but I was sitting in front of him.
Oh, okay. That seems a little more hard. Okay.
Yeah, I just kind of did what a beer mug did, give him a little glance back, but yeah, he didn't really care or pay attention, I guess.
Most of the time, the glance back just doesn't work. You got to be a little more direct with people, but thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to somebody who actually has maybe perhaps a solution for some of these problems, Jim in Valley Village. Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Good, thanks. Where were you? What was happening?
Well, you know, sometimes you're standing in line at the grocery store, DMV, whatever, and then there's, like, people that are breathing on your neck.
Yeah, you can, your personal, like, space.
Literally smell their stench.
Yeah.
So my solution to that is give them a right back and just, you know, give them a little farty noise, like a real one, and trust me, they will step back.
So you back them up with that smell?
Back them up with my stench.
Wow, Jim, that's impressive that you can just do that on cue.
Right? On command.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I breathe a lot, so that helps.
Okay. So it's a breathing technique that helps him fart.
It's a breathing technique, yeah.
I don't know what that means, but that's okay.
I need to hear more.
All right, let's hear more. So you breathe a lot, Jim.
Yeah.
Help us understand how that makes you be able to do that on command.
Hey, well, you know, it's a gift.
Okay. All right. Thanks for explaining. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 7:56. Coming up just after the top of the hour, Michelle Beadle will talk to us about her new morning show on ESPN. Very excited about that. We've got Russ Leatherman, the movie man, with Ready Player One. And we also are going to announce the winner of the April Foolishness opening act.
Mm.
So that's coming up right now. Allie is here with What's Happening.
My friend Greg didn't quite know what he was getting himself into when he sent what he probably thought was just an innocuous text message to me.
Okay.
Hey, what do you think about Meryl Streep replacing Princess Leia? And I was like, hold up. So he then sends me the article that he read this on. It's movieweb.com. And it's essentially just kind of throwing it out there kind of article about how the next movie was going to be Princess Leia based. And just like one was Han based, then one was Luke based. The next one was going to be all about Princess Leia. But obviously, we know that she has passed away, Carrie Fisher. So what are they going to do? Are they going to do CGI? Well, that was rumored to be an absolute no. So what's going to happen? So it turns out there's an online petition from some Star Wars fans that think, well, the only thing to do is to recast it with Meryl Streep.
That's the only answer?
And that is not the only answer. As a matter of fact, it is not an answer at all.
Not cool.
Because this wasn't a question. In my opinion, my personal opinion, you do a time jump. You explain that she has passed away. If you have to use a smidge of CGI for a second, fine.
Right.
I will accept it. But you do not cast a new Princess Leia in modern day. You don't. If it's a prequel, if it's one of those where we're seeing Princess Leia growing up, go for it, Millie Bobby Brown. I enjoy that. But no. No, sir. No.
So you're saying no to Meryl Streep.
And think about how ridiculous that is.
It is ridiculous.
That I'm saying no to Meryl Streep.
For anything.
For anything. But that's just how much of an iconic character Princess Leia is.
Wrong.
You don't mess with this.
Wrong.
Oh, I don't need to hear from you, sir, at all. So it got people talking, though, yesterday. And I, of course, was shutting anyone down. But sure. It was like, hear me out. No, I will not. But it's pretty interesting. And I started thinking about what other just iconic characters would you just never allow any sort of reboot, recasting, anything. And I think she's probably one of the only characters that I would be really serious about. And a guy wrote, and he said, and it's a great point. He said, listen, if they do recast her, you're going to go see it. I'm going to go see
it.
We're all going to go see it. But you know what? I don't know if I would. I really don't.
That's real talk right there, man.
You would see it.
Thank you.
It's a Star Wars movie. You would see it.
Doesn't mean...
You would see it.
No. There are Star Wars movies that I've been less excited about.
Right, but did you see them?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't love.
Oh, that's such a big liar.
But I think this would finally be the thing, though, that fans would just be like, nope, last straw.
Right.
And I am angry.
Right.
I will not see it opening weekend.
Right, and then opening weekend comes up,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, it's a Star Wars movie, so... I'm there.
I don't know. I don't know. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is, J.J. Abrams, please don't. Please don't do that. They're shooting this summer, I believe.
Oh, wow.
So, script is done.
They already have the answer then, probably.
Yeah. Ooh. So, if anyone can talk to J.J. and just let him know, I think a time jump would be great,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very willing to help.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067.
No, we're not taking calls. Yeah, no, we're not.
I love you.
That guy just said.
We're not taking calls on that. No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk to Michelle Beadle in a few.
Yes.
Some birthdays for you. Celine Dion, Nora Jones, Warren Beatty, Ian Ziering, Paul Reiser, and MC Hammer. And that's what's happening.
Ellie McKay goes home every day and crawls into her bed in the fetal position and cries.
It's fine, you guys. It's fine.
And the reason for that is Michelle Beadle, who has moved to New York.
It's cool.
Way to go, Michelle. Thanks a lot for that.
I mean, don't laugh that hard.
I didn't know I could do it.
But really, why'd you leave? Why'd you go?
Ellie, I miss you,
Beats. So much. But you left for a very, very good reason. You are one of the people that is starting a brand new morning show on ESPN that's debuting. Yes, listen, the kids love it. Debuting on Monday. Tell us about Get Up.
You know, it's going to change a lot of lives.
Uh-huh.
Cure a lot of diseases.
I mean, we assume.
I'm really looking forward to.
We assume that.
Yes.
You know what? It's 3 hours. We're going to be up early. We're trying to, really all I can say is we're trying to do it a little bit differently than, you know, what was already there. So not necessarily highlights. And I've learned a lot about Greeny in the last 2 weeks of rehearsal. He's a much funnier dude than I think I ever realized. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited about it.
No
I'm
one's buying that.
You guys.
Mike Greenberg is not a funny dude.
I mean, look, I'm still the funniest one on the set.
Right.
I'm not. I'm just saying, there's some funny there that I did not know about, so I'm super stoked.
Awesome. So you've been rehearsing this show for 2 weeks now.
Yeah, I've been, it's funny, I've literally been off of television for 2 weeks, but feel like I've been on it for 2 weeks. And so I'm going to do NBA tonight for the first time in a couple of weeks. It's very odd. I'm ready. I hate rehearsing. I don't know how actors do this. But yeah, let's get this thing on the road. Let's get past the first few weeks and try to get better and, you know, see what happens. But you guys with the morning schedule, newfound respect.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to you about that. This is the first job you've had in a while where you have to get up really early?
Oh, God, absolutely. I mean, the only thing I've ever done before was, weirdly enough, fill in at Mike and Mike a few times back in the day. But this is my first regular, you know, 4 a.m. alarm. The nap is what I've learned, I think, is going to get me through it.
Yep.
But, you know, we'll see. And concealer and all that kind of good stuff.
Here's what I will tell you is that when the alarm goes off at 4 a.m., it never gets better.
No. Don't lie to yourself and think, I'm getting used to this. You are not. And I will say this, no. Michelle. First of all, 4 a.m., you know that's like sleeping in for me. Because I used to get up at 2:30. And this bitch used to be like, come on, you can go out. Suck it up. It's not bad. Have you changed your tune, Missy?
I have become almost bitterly angry when friends say, hey, do you want to meet up for dinner? And I'm like, how dare you ask me if I want to go to dinner?
My first question is 5 p.m.
Right?
I feel like I'm a senior citizen going, look, I can only eat at 5. I got to be done by 5:30.
No, you're not even kidding. I was like, look, you either catch me at 3:30 or 4, or I will maybe see you on the weekend. And even then, no, because there's basketball. So, like, you know, I'm just sort of... It's weird. It's a weird reaction. I need to be a little nicer. I'm going to work on that starting next week.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
So you are going to be doing The Get Up, which is 7 to 10 Monday through Friday. And then you're also going to be doing NBA Countdown?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's Wednesday night. But we're getting close to playoffs, so that kind of switches around. And once the playoffs get here, it's basically the weekend. So that definitely helps. Then you have a normal life, and being on the East Coast, it's such a later start than we're used to anyways. And I think that's like, for example, we're not done until midnight tonight. That's a little weird. I'm going to get used to that. Maybe, probably not.
No. No, you're not. I swear to God, like, I went to a Kings game last night. It was a fantastic game. It ended at, I don't know, 10:30. Mm-hmm. I got home at 11. Oh. And you just know I'm going to be tired tomorrow, but it's worth it. So that's fine.
I know. You know what? I actually tried to go on a date. And we did her, and we started at 8. The whole time, I was like, I really should be getting ready for bed. This is not good. I'm not even really present right now.
Michelle, listen, I know what you just did there. You're like, I'm going to just brag that I had a date. F you. F you.
The humble brag.
New York's so much better than L.A.
I mean, it was a date. I'm just kidding. They're all awful.
All right. Now, this is a good weekend for basketball. I know you do NBA, but, of course, the Final Four is this weekend. And then Monday, you know, hopefully Loyola will be in it. And Jalen Rose's grandma has some beef with Sister Jean.
Yeah.
I hope you're going to stoke that fire.
That made me uncomfortable, like a 98 and a 100-year-old.
I loved
it. I love Jalen, but I'm looking at him like, I don't like this. This makes me feel weird. So let's not do any more of these videos. But we'll see.
That's the difference between you and me. That's the difference between you and me is I tweeted, fight, fight, fight. I mean, come on.
Too many bones breaking.
Oh.
I mean, it wouldn't be much of a fight, but I found it funny. Jalen Rose's, for those of you that didn't see it, his grandma is from Chicago and Michigan. I'm sorry, went to Michigan and was smack talking Sister Jean. Which was one of the best things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it made me feel weird too, Michelle. I'm with you. Yeah.
Thank you. It's weird. Yeah. Can't women just get along? I swear.
Agreed.
Especially if they're 98 and 100.
I think they learn by now. Good Lord. Oh,
it's so good. Yeah, it's going to be good basketball. I'm rooting for Loyola just because, you know, I want chaos. I love chaos.
I love chaos too.
Right? Like, can you imagine? That would be one of the greatest sports moments of all time. So I'm in for that. I want to see that happen.
You start with Sister Jean, and then you realize, oh, this is Loyola Chicago. I mean, they haven't been in the Final Four
ever.
Ever, maybe.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is major history. So, again, it's also Jalen's going to be unbearable, and I would prefer that not be the case early Monday morning.
Correct.
Yeah. Loyola go through.
If Loyola goes through, then your Monday is going to be a lot easier.
I want it Loyola Villanova, and then it's a battle for God's love. right?
Wow, that is, as an atheist, I can totally understand what you're saying right now.
You're 100% down with that, no worries.
Oh, Beetle, I miss you so much.
I miss you too. When are you coming out here? It's almost warm.
Yeah, I saw that.
Almost is the key word there.
My bedroom had snow all over it. She's putting me in the backyard.
Yep. I saw that Instagram. Yeah, yeah. There was furniture, but it had snow on it.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, it's
like 50 today. Okay, so that's balmy. I
right?
don't care. That's,
listen to you. Yeah. You have changed.
She's changed because she has to change.
She has to.
She has
you're
no
right.
choice.
Exactly.
So Get Up on ESPN is 7 to 10 Eastern and also 7 to 10 Western, or is it repeating, or how does that
correct.
Work?
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to repeat that bad boy, I think, over on the Deuce as soon as we're done. I'm definitely not doing it again, if that's what you're asking.
I wasn't, but I can understand that. I wish you nothing but the best of luck. I love seeing you on TV. I love you on the NBA Countdown. Allie does talk about you too much, and that's sort of a problem.
That's harsh.
No, you're coming out here. It's going to be real nice real soon. I promise. Then
all
it'll
right.
be good.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, Michelle, with everything you're doing. 7 to 10 a.m. ESPN. It's called Get Up. And it's a new morning show on ESPN featuring Michelle Beadle. Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks,
bye. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to announce the winner of the opening act for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
This is huge.
How about that?
Someone's life is about to change.
Somebody's going to get to open up for Gabriel Iglesias, Adam Devine, Brad Williams, Brian Callen, Doug Benson, Jeff Garland, Sarah Tiana, and Mike Realm doing video and audio. And
this could change everything for this person. Change their whole life trajectory. Or just a really fun night.
It'd be a cool night. Okay. At the very least, it'll
very
be a
least.
Cool night.
Absolutely.
Right. All right. Let's talk movies for a second, because there are a couple of them that are coming out today. One specifically that we want to talk about. And we've got Mr. the movie man, Russ Leatherman, on the phone. Hi there.
What's up, lesbian?
How are you?
So weird.
You're a bizarre person.
You know what? We do have some new movies coming up. I think you're going to want to talk about them. A couple big movies. Maybe one of the most exciting, most thrilling movies to hit theaters in a long, long time.
I'm glad to hear that.
We're talking about Isle of Dogs.
No,
we're not.
Come on. We got to talk about it for a minute.
Look, no problem, but it's not the one that you were referencing, I assume.
Sure is. It's a Wes Anderson movie.
I do love Wes Anderson a lot.
Do you?
I do.
That's interesting, because he's a very quirky director,
yes.
but super recognizable, right? Did Grand Budapest Hotel, Rushmore, Bottle Rocket, all those movies. Well, this is a stop-motion animation movie, and I love those sorts of movies. Mm-hmm. You've got a pack of exiled pups. They've got canine flu, so they stick them on this little island in Japan. But they take a little boy's pup, so he's got to go find his dog. Let's do this. Let's go straight to your six-second review. Here we go.
Movie Man's six-second review starts now.
Isle of Dogs is directed by Wes Anderson, so it's quirky and weird with very few kabooms, so Kevin's going to hate it. But I'm in.
Oh, no louds.
Well, no loud? You know, Kevin, you surprised me, because I figured this would just be the opposite of any movie you would ever want to see.
Look, it sounds like it would be the opposite of what I like, but I do love Wes Anderson, and I love that quirky style. You can tell just by watching a movie that he's the one behind it. Mm-hmm. I do love that.
Yeah, and that's great. And this is, like I said, stop-motion animation, which I love. And as a director, he makes some weird choices, right? Like with this movie, the Japanese folks are speaking Japanese, and there's no subtitles. So that's a weird choice.
Wow.
Right? Huh. It's half the time you're going, sure wonder what they're saying. So here's what I suggest. Take a Japanese person with you.
Nope. That's a terrible suggestion.
And just have them translate during the movie.
Talk out loud.
Okay. All right. That's handy to everyone.
Yeah, maybe just have somebody up in front of the theater that can sign language it. And then you have somebody else who can read sign language tell you what they're saying.
That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
Yeah. Wait, so the Japanese people speak Japanese, but the dogs...
They speak dog. Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, don't be bad. Come on.
I'm sorry. Apologies.
But by the way, that's what makes it Wes Anderson. That's what makes it cool and weird and quirky. And I think the kids will like it. Might be a little bored here and there. But there's something for everybody. So we're in. We like Isle of Dogs.
Agreed.
Okay.
Now, let's talk the movie you guys want to talk about.
Please.
It's set in the year 2045, Ready Player One. Now, have you seen the trailer or the commercials? Okay, so you know... There's this sort of ugly world, this dystopian world where you escape to a virtual reality universe known as the Oasis. But the creator dies. So there's this contest to control the Oasis and therefore the future of the world. Let's hear a clip.
A whole virtual universe. The Oasis was the brainchild of James Halliday.
Hello. If you're watching this, I'm dead. The first person to find the egg will inherit $500 billion and total control of the Oasis itself.
This isn't just a game. I'm talking about actual life and death stuff.
The Oasis, the world's most important economic resource.
And it's nothing less than a war for control of the future.
Help us save the Oasis.
All right.
Wow.
What do you think? Sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. When I first saw the beginning of the trailer, I was like, oh, no, this is another one of those where Hollywood says, hey, kids are into video games, aren't they? Let's make a movie about that. Yeah. And then quickly I realized it was not that.
Well, it's Steven Spielberg.
Right.
So rarely do you get a crappy Steven Spielberg movie.
Oh, no.
You know, and no. Okay. All right, well, let's just do it then. Here's your 6-second review.
Don't have it.
Okay. All right.
Why does this always happen with Russ?
Russ, I have to tell you, here's the conversation before we went on the air. We went on the air, we said we have two movies. The first one is a 6-second review clip, and then the second one is the clip. And I said the words out loud, how can Russ screw this up?
Well, there you go. You know, Kevin, you and I are same.
We really are. And that's bad. And that's bad really news. Are. That's okay. Bad news for you, my friend.
here's the thing about this movie.
Yes.
It's Spielberg. So it's super solid. It is packed with nostalgia, right? Like 70s, 80s. It's funny, I did a little Twitter quiz and I was asking people, if you could be a young adult during any decade, what would you choose? Everybody chose the 80s or the 90s.
Huh.
This movie is just packed with references, super cool. The visuals are fantastic. It is amazing to look at. I will say that the one thing that I didn't love is I wasn't invested in the main characters as much as I have been in Spielberg movies in the
past.
That's
one of the main downfalls of a movie that has such great special effects. That's one of the main downfalls is you're not as into the story as you want to be.
I think that's true. And I think, you know, I look back at movies like E.T. and Indiana Jones and some of his best movies, you're really invested in the main characters. I wasn't. With that said, it looks spectacular. It's a great-looking movie. I would say you seek out the biggest screen possible.
Oh, I love that.
Okay. Right? Like, I know it's playing on at least one or two 70-millimeter screens in Los Angeles. You've got to go find those. So it's well done. It's well worth seeing. I would definitely check that out. We should also mention that in theaters this weekend, Tyler Perry's Acrimony.
I mean, we don't have to mention it, but go ahead.
Have you seen the previews for that?
Taraji P. Henson, pissed off.
Yeah, it looks good. Cookie is going to regulate.
That's all you need, right?
Yeah.
She's going to wreak some revenge. And God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness. From the God's Not Dead series, so you got that too. But obviously, our pick of the week is Ready Player One. It's badass. You're going to want to check that out.
Thanks very much, Russ. You can follow him on Twitter at 6SecondReviews. The website is 6SecondReviews.com. You're the best. Thank you for coming on, Russ. We appreciate
it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Bye now. Tomorrow is Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. Very excited about that. And we've been having an opening act contest for the last couple of weeks to find somebody to open the show for all of those great comedians. And we're going to make that announcement right now. We have Beer Mug out in the streets. Hey, Beer Mug.
You guys, can you hear me?
Yes.
I don't know why I'm whispering. Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, I'm right outside Daniel's house. We're about to surprise him and tell him that he's the opening act winner.
Okay.
So if you're not named Daniel, you didn't win.
Knock on the door. Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, I'm here with Tammy, the helpful Honda person, and she's with me, and we're going to knock on the door.
By the way, thank you to Honda for sponsoring this whole thing. Excellent. Fantastic.
All right, here we go. Foolishness. I'm going to knock.
Opening act. Go ahead. Just knock.
Oh, Lord.
Crap. What, you got a
God,
machine gun?
Not SWAT.
Open up, or we're coming in.
Jeez. I don't know. Oh, I think it's him.
What?
Are you Daniel Weingarten?
Yeah.
Daniel Weingarten, I have Kevin on the phone from Kevin and Bean, and he has some news to tell you.
Cool.
Hello?
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, really great tape. You didn't win, but good effort.
Oh.
Just kidding.
No, 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 no.
April Fools.
She's just kidding. You won. You're our opening act for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness.
This is so cool. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I got two mugs right here. This is awesome.
What is the biggest audience you've played for?
Like 300 people.
300. This is almost 6,000.
Wow. Wow.
And I don't want to... Also, I don't want
a Honda person here. What's my life right now? I mean, oatmeal upstairs, and then there's this.
Right,
this
is right. So cool. Oatmeal is part of a well balanced diet. I don't know why I'm saying that.
He's a young man. Right. He's growing.
It's all I have left.
Here, and not to put any more pressure on you, but almost 6,000 people. And you know who's coming up right after you?
Who?
Gabriel Iglesias.
Cool. That's awesome.
See? Okay.
That's
cool.
Great attitude.
Exactly.
That's so cool.
I'm glad that that doesn't put too much pressure on you because he's great. Every comedian on the bill is great. And you were also fantastic. This is one of the a portion of the clip that you had sent in of the video of you doing stand up at the Ice House in Pasadena.
I learned the Mexican dialect. There's different dialects in different countries, right? There's like small differences. I figured that out when I was 10 years old. I was in Argentina, and I wanted to get a hat. And the word that I learned for hat is cachucha, right? Cachucha. But in Argentina, cachucha means I didn't know. So I'm just like a fat little 10-year-old kid trying to get a hat, you know? I go into the store, this guy thinks I'm trying to cop some like, what? It was very weird when he took me to the back room. I was like, oh, is this where the hats are? I don't know.
You are the only Mexican-Argentinian Jew that entered this contest.
The only one?
Yeah.
No way.
The only one.
There we go. I'm an anomaly.
You are. Congratulations. We're really happy for you. We're going to see you tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, and you're going to open the show.
And thank you to everybody else that entered. This was a great group of comics.
The top 10 was fantastic.
Absolutely.
The voting was very close. Daniel Weingartner is our opening act for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. Congratulations, man. We're really happy for you.
Thank you so much. And to all the comics, I mean, it was such a great, great group of comics. I feel really honored to have been chosen. So thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Very excited. Right. You know what we do on Fridays that we love so much?
Drink.
Yes. Mm. We drink?
Yep.
We also do Keep It 100.
Oh, too.
And that's such good fun. We open up the phone lines 1-800-520-1067. You can text us what song you would like us to play. Any song that's in our library, we will play if you're Texter 100. Here are some of the songs that you've picked in the past weeks. All right, so 1-800-520-1067. How good do those songs sound?
All good.
Yes. So make good choices, people. Text us right now, and Texter 100, we will play your song coming up just after the top of the hour. Right now, Allie is here with what's happening.
Dave just handed me some breaking news.
Okay.
Naked News has announced a casting call for their new movie. Okay, there it is. Hopefully they're better at breaking news than we are. Naked News announcing their casting call for new nude anchors. You like delivering the news?
Are we
great?
Are we positive this is real?
You like to be nude? Have you never seen Naked News?
I have, but I've also seen a lot of porn with this exact same title.
No, this is really Naked News.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Hold on,
I'm just saying. Sometimes.
Oh, submissions to dave@krock.com. No, that's not true. Aspiring applicants can submit a 30-second audition video, and the cream of the crop will join its stable of completely naked hosts, anchors, and field reporters. Here's my favorite quote. We are interested in finding some fresh faces that would like the unique opportunity to appear on our show and possibly jumpstart a career in the entertainment industry. Easy for you to say. go to nakednews.com. You have until June 30th to enter.
They're looking for some fresh faces.
That's what I liked.
For a job that no one will be looking at
One's looking at your face. No one's listening to you. They are looking at your boobage. possibly your hoo-ha. I don't know if they show full hoo-ha. Do they?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'll have to do a lot of research this
Will
weekend.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Get back to me. Good stuff. If you're just waking up thinking, oh, I wish I had $301 million, well, you can if you win tonight's Mega Millions lottery. Tonight's drawing is valued at $502 million. That is a $301 million cash value, if that's what you decide for the takeaway. By the way, tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is the fourth biggest Mega Millions jackpot ever. Ever.
I feel like I'm going to take this one down, if that's cool.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, in 2012, that's the biggest winner, and it was three winners, $656 million. In 2013, $648 million. Two winners. And then in 2016, there was one winner in Indiana, $536 million.
Wow.
So I mean,
you know my, you want to know my plan? How I'm going to take it down?
Yeah,
buy two tickets, double my chances.
I've heard that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you buy two, it doubles your chances of
right.
winning.
That's what I'm going to do.
So if you bought 502 million tickets, would you definitely win?
No, not necessarily.
Why?
Don't even start. My joke was if you buy two, it doubles your chances. Uh-huh. I can't go further than that.
Okay, all right. And you know that's not real.
Correct.
Okay.
That's not real. Do not tweet us and everything. We know
yeah,
that that's
we know.
False.
We get it. We understand math right. and statistics. We're, not at all.
We're not sure how it works, but we do know that buying two doesn't double your chances.
It so. Definitely doesn't.
Aware. Thank you.
Are you aware that for the first time in NFL history, a team will have male cheerleaders performing the same dance routine as the female cheerleaders? There are male cheerleaders on different squads, but they mostly help with the stunts. They mm-hmm. don't get out there and shake it. They mm-hmm. don't do the dances.
They have the pom-poms?
I believe so.
All right.
I believe so. They will have them. Quentin Perron and Napoleon Ginnies were appointed to the cheerleading squad earlier this week. What team is this? Your Los Angeles Rams!
Yeah!
All right.
We're making history out here in L.A.
All
right. We're going to ram it with Quentin and Napoleon. Do you know how to ram it, ram it?
Ram it. Do you know how to ram it, ram it? Yeah. We know how to ram it. We'll be rocking L.A. So let's ram it today. Let's ram it.
Sure hope they dance to this.
Ram it,
ram it. And then the players come up behind them and they'll start dancing.
Yeah,
that's
happens.
How it works.
Really? Okay.
Call a timeout. And uh-huh. you put the song on. And then both teams dance. That's how it's going to work this year.
I feel like they could settle a lot with the dance-off.
Right?
Right? They don't know if it's a catch, not a catch. Dance-off.
Dance-off.
Gronk would lose every single one, but he'd think he won.
He sure would.
Oh, it's all so very sad. Did you know that one of the original members of Offspring... Offspring?
Offspring?
James Lilja, I believe is his name. Lilja?
Lilja, I think.
Lilja? He was the drummer for the Offspring. Then he left because he's like, you know what? I like vagina. So he became a gynecologist.
Is that right?
Yes. Like full-blown doctor. Well, he was in court last Tuesday because he's... Well, he's being sued for malpractice, but that's neither here nor
that's
there.
That's not the point.
The real story is that one of the prospective jurors collapsed, cracked his head, lost consciousness.
Wow.
So James sprung into action and was like, let me check your hoo-ha. No, he didn't do that. But he shocked the guy with a defibrillator.
What is it?
Defibrillator. Mm-hmm. That's right up there with... Amphitheater.
Yeah, that's not...
It's a hard word.
Okay.
Yeah. Shocked the guy, gave him CPR, and the guy regained his pulse by the time paramedics arrived.
How about that?
What a perfect time to pass out and nearly die if you're a juror on a jury for a doctor.
I mean, that's a pretty specific situation.
It's very specific, but thank God, drummer, ex-drummer for The Offspring, thank God you were there. Little concerned about the malpractice suit, but we will
we don't
keep
look
you
into
updated.
It further.
I don't want to.
Not really.
I don't want to. But I mean, really, rock and roll to hoo-ha looking? it's not quite the leap, right?
No, just it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, follows.
Right.
Except a degree.
Sure.
Some birthdays for you. Celine Dion, Nora Jones, Warren Beatty, Ian Ziering, Paul Reiser, and you know him, you love him.
Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you want to dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire going and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on. Pump a little bit and let the noise go on like that. Like that. Pull a little bit just to fall on back. Let them know that you're too much. And this is a beat that you can't touch.
MC Mother F and Hammer, right?
Right.
Gets you pumped. That's what's happening.
Love this time each week on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's time to keep it 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
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 I'm gonna keep it 100.
100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
All right, let's go to, you want to tell us who almost made it?
Let's first talk about the losers.
But I don't know that they're losers.
Yeah, they didn't win.
Okay.
Right. Caller 99, Texter 99, Rigo from Boyle Heights, Deftones, Be Quiet and Drive. And I say we're the losers in that because we don't get to hear that song.
That's a pretty good song. That's a good request.
And then also just missing out because they weren't Texter 100, Rudy in Lakewood, New Radicals. You get what you give.
Oh, I like that one, too.
But at least we got Greg from West Covina.
I love it.
How dare you, Greg.
Good morning, Greg.
How dare you.
Good morning.
Is this the first time you've requested a song, or have you tried before?
I've tried before.
Same song every time?
No, sometimes it's Slipknot.
Okay.
Okay.
Tell people what you chose today.
Kid Rock, Ba With The Ba.
Kid Rock, Ba With The Ba.
Who hurt you, Greg?
Now, listen, I love the song. I'm excited about hearing it again. But why?
Because you guys need good music back on this station.
Here's a song that goes, ba wa da ba da bang da bang diggy diggy, shake the boogie, set up, jump the boogie. Those are the lyrics to this song.
Uh-huh.
And I love it.
And it makes me smile every day.
Right? Every day. You listen to it every day?
Yeah.
All right. You're a weird dude. Thank you for calling and for texting. We appreciate it.
Jump.
You want a fun fact about Kid Rock?
No.
Since he stopped rapping, no one likes him. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:36. For our final What's Happening of the Week, we always are joined by Kat Corbett.
Hi.
Hey, Kat. You want to make that noise again?
Hi.
Okay, good.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Such a weirdo.
You have to stop smoking for real.
Okay.
Before we talk to Kat and find out some cool things happening here in L.A., just a little recap of some stories from this morning. But one we didn't know about because apparently just hit the news. Arnold Schwarzenegger has undergone emergency open heart surgery. Apparently, he went into Cedars-Sinai yesterday for a catheter valve replacement and had some complications. So they put him into emergency open heart surgery, which lasted several hours. And he's right now in stable condition. So hope he feels better.
Yeah.
Gets back out there.
Can I tell you my favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger story?
I would love to hear it.
Sat next to him at a Laker game with his kid. Neither of them knew anything about basketball.
Okay.
I mean, double dribble, nothing. Zero.
Okay.
So at first I was like, holy crap, I'm sitting next to Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is the greatest thing ever. And then I realized about 3 minutes in when he had already asked me five questions.
Oh, no.
What happened there? And I would go, traveling? What's that? Well, you can only take so many steps before you have to pass the ball. And by halfway through the first quarter, I was like, I need to move.
Yeah. But you told him I'll be back.
For the win.
Well done.
For the win.
Did you really move?
I didn't. I couldn't. There was no place else to sit, but I was miserable the rest of the game. I was come on, man.
That's insane.
You can't learn everything from one person about basketball.
I kind of love it.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh.
Back to you. I hope he's fine, though.
Yes. Hope so as well. For people interested, April the 7th, we know that Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman will be hosting Saturday Night Live with musical guest Cardi B. But we also now know the following week, it's going to be John Mulaney. He's one of the writers on the show. He also does the fun show, Oh Hello, with Nick Kroll. I'm not sure why I said, oh, hello.
Yeah, like, it's kind of creepy. Like,
but you that's got, how
like,
they do it.
I know, but you were channeling creepy.
I was. But I really like him and Nick Kroll together. They make me laugh very hard. But he will be the host along with musical guest Jack White.
All right.
So that kind of rocks.
Yeah.
Also, great news if you are a fan of IFC's Brockmire, which if you haven't watched it yet, run, don't walk. It's Hank Azaria. He's a baseball announcer to your television.
Okay.
Or your app, wherever the kids are watching TV nowadays. He's a baseball announcer who is, he's going through some stuff. He's a mess, and it is such a good show. I think it's the greatest thing that Hank Azaria has ever done. Well, it has now been picked up for two more seasons.
Wow.
So catch up on the first season because the second season begins on April 25th, but it is just a fantastic show. It is so well done. He is so funny.
He seems to be boning everyone every time I see
a
commercial
for it.
It's
what you do. It's what Vin Scully was known for.
But with a funny voice, he's doing it.
I'm sorry, it's what?
I'm sorry.
Who? You said it was what Vin Scully was known for?
I was kidding. He's an announcer. Yeah, that was a joke.
Totally on my head.
Stand back.
Just a joke, everybody.
Stand back. Dodger fans, that was a joke. Just a silly little joke. And
Finn,
I didn't mean it. Before we get to Kat, just a quick reminder that tonight's drawing for the Mega Millions lottery, $502 million. That's a $301 million cash value. Kat, I am winning it.
Well, whichever one of us wins it, we're not going to be in on Monday, right? So we'll figure that out.
No way.
Like, I'm not coming in.
I would come in, but I'd come in for like 10 minutes.
I'd probably come in to get the box of oatmeal in my locker.
Just to clear out your locker?
Yeah.
You know. Very important.
I feel like if you win the lottery and you get $301 million, you can buy some more effing oatmeal.
Yeah.
I'm like leaving a mess behind.
That's noble. I appreciate it.
Noble but dumb.
Also, appreciate that you're here to tell us about some things we may not know about happening here in Los Angeles.
Some fun stuff. Who doesn't love pub quiz or like movies, right?
Right.
I had no idea, but the Ace Hotel downtown, they do movie trivia night. So all I'm right. not sure if this is the inaugural or if they've been doing it and I've just been asleep, but they have a movie trivia night at the Ace Theater at the hotel in downtown LA on Sunday nights. It's free to get in. You can fly solo and join up with the team that you meet there, or you can bring some peeps and, you know, have some cocktails, do some movie trivia.
You say Sunday, that's Easter, and you say bring some peeps.
I wasn't even making that connection.
Okay.
Oh, my right. gosh.
Just checking.
She's like, I don't suck like you guys. Could you hear the disdain in
my
her voice?
Mind doesn't work like that.
No, I wasn't even thinking Easter. I was just thinking April Fool's Day. Such a heathen. All right. Mm. Continuing with the movies,
yes.
They announced a lineup for the AMC movie classics up the big screen. Now, these are going to be rolled out like through the summer and the fall, but you have to get your tickets in advance because they'll sell out really fast. And Kevin, one of our favorite movies, Die Hard, will be
yes.
up the big screen.
I'll love it.
So on this list also includes The Big Lebowski.
Love it.
It's Vertigo. It's
love
Grease.
It.
And so each of these movies, and they're going to be like all AMCs like across the country.
Wow.
Which is fantastic. And each film will have a two-day run with two screenings per day, like 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. So you have a couple shots. But I would get on those tickets now, buy them in advance because, you know, they're going to go. And we need to go see Die Hard and just yell at the screen together.
Kat, out of curiosity.
Yes.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
No. What's wrong with you?
That's a stupid question.
No, that is so stupid.
Right?
It's an action movie. I don't know what you're talking about. Machine guns and stuff. Detonators.
Sorry.
It has nothing to do with Christmas.
Sorry.
At all. How dare you?
Or it's a Christmas movie.
Or it could be totally a Christmas movie in my top five, but whatever. Let's talk about the booby I saw online last night. Leela the dog, who has been just sitting in a shelter, and it's the West Valley Center in Chatsworth, and she's been there apparently the longest dog at this rescue since 2016.
No.
Wow. I thought unfortunate things happen to dogs that are in rescues for that long.
You know, I gotta
That's
shout
a long
out
time.
The rescue people, they are their hands are always full. They are always, you know, underfunded. They're always just trying to keep dogs alive and cats alive, whatever. So for them to keep her around because she's so lovely. They love her and they want her to find a home. So I tweeted the link yesterday. I think she's getting to learn how to socialize with other dogs, so she might need to be the only dog in a room in the home. But she looks awesome and she's six. And adopting an older dog is way better than a puppy because they poop and pee and chew everything.
That's true.
So. Yeah, I mean, my Chihuahua was 9 when I adopted him. 4 years later, we're still rocking and rolling. It's awesome, right? You know
right,
him. He has one eye and no teeth. Yeah. Come on, he's the best.
He's a mess.
Same.
Dog is a complete mess.
Shut up. So what I'm saying is someone out there needs a new best friend. Go check out Leela. She looks like a pit, maybe a pit mix. She's got a big head. She's gray. She looks awesome.
And what shelter is that again?
That is at the West Valley Center in Chatsworth.
Excellent.
All right.
And people, just a reminder, so many great dogs, so many great cats, all sorts of animals at shelters and rescues. And if you're one of those people that's like, I want a specific dog, guess what? They have
exactly.
pretty much every breed
in a
at
rescue.
A shelter or a rescue. So,
but no one's saying I want a cat, so.
I mean, not people
right?
I like.
Absolutely not.
Weirdos.
Jerks.
Some birthdays for you. Celine Dion, Nora Jones, Warren Beatty, Ian Ziering, Paul Reiser, and MC Hammer, and that's what's happening.
Thank you, Ellie. Thank you, Kat. On your drive home today, listen to Stryker's commercial free for all a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda Dealers. Have a great weekend. We will see you at April Foolishness, and then we'll be back Monday morning with an all-new show.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Zendo!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
My brain hurts.
Roll another one.
Now, never mind, it's not a great story.
Just like the other one.
I'm going to let my butthole talk.
Christmas seems to be about to quit.
Are you doing a black voice?
And I need another hit.
Why is everyone so obsessed with Friends? There's not enough no.
Whoa. I didn't realize this was a trial. Objection, Your Honor.
Roll.
the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Just like the other one.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
This one seems to be about this mess.
You are a factory of sadness!
I don't have another cent.
I've already forgotten it. It's so boring, and it has nothing to do with me, so why would I care?
I wouldn't listen to it.
Right?
Just pass it around.
She has two vaginas.
And the bogart that joined my friend.
That's not responsible broadcasting.
Just pass it on down.
So anyway, I decided to conclude this call. I hope I can wrap it up. I can't guarantee it, but...
Yo, I'm not in this for long term at all, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure to make some paper, then bounce.
I'm so ashamed. I've never done anything like that in my life. I'm going to have to leave while I still have my dignity.
Too late for that.
Shut it down. Let's go home.
And Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm not sure that's what they wanted, but that's what they got.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!